This is the State of Things broadcasting from the Upstage Cabaret at Triad Stage in Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio, and I'm with Bruce Pioff today, whose music is rooted in the Appalachian tradition of storytelling and character building. He's also a poet with an MFA from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. A lot of his songs actually draw on those poetic roots. They're more abstract, a little less plot-driven, and you can find a mix of those styles on his new album, Soft Soap Purrings. Going to be playing songs from that album at Common Grounds Coffee Shop in Greensboro, April 11th at 7 o'clock. But first, he joins us live here at the Upstage Cabaret. Welcome back, Bruce. Bruce Pioff.
Thank you, Frank.
And Aaron Balance. Aaron Balance is also here. He's a dobro player who is featured on Soft Soap Purrings. Aaron Balance, welcome. Good to have you here. Bruce, tell us about this new album. First of all, Soft Soap Purrings. What's that all about?
I thought you might ask. That's why I put the definition in the liner notes of the CD. But if you think persuasive flattery, soothing sounds from people who might try to influence us, elected officials, or I don't know. You got to listen to the song, you know.
Bruce, but, they wouldn't do that.
I kind of had in mind something kind of like Bob Dylan's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Mm-hmm. The song is like a stream of images, and I don't know, man.
You just looked up three words in the dictionary, soft soap and purring.
You just got to get the CD. And,
yeah. That's really good. Well, so what blend of poetry? You know, poetry isn't song, and song isn't poetry, though they seem very close. Is there a big divide for you as a writer?
Well, I started writing songs, you know, basically folk stuff, and later got kind of tired of being boxed in by that form, so I started writing free verse and other kinds of poems, and then realized that there were certain artists that put free verse to music, like Tom Waits, some of his stuff, narrative poems. And I see that, and I think Aaron does too, they kind of meet at a lot of crossroads. Mm-hmm.
The lines of Soft Soap Purrings, I really love your music, Bruce. I think it's really terrific. Would you play a song for us now? I cajoled you.
This one's called When That Love Light Shines. It's on the new CD. The only thing missing is the mellifluous sounds of Claire Holly, who sings on the record but is in L.A. right now. So Aaron and I will do the best we can. Used cars broke down 10 miles from town. Hitchhike to work, kick a can across the ground. Rain falls down, wear a big old frown. But I'll make the day somehow. When that love light shines in my baby's eyes, leave the blues behind, my pretty Valentine. No more coffee, money's all spent. Rebuild generator, next month's rent. Dark clouds leave, dark clouds show, but we know where to go. Where that love light shines in my baby's eyes. Leave the blues behind, my pretty Valentine. Send off poems, send off songs, return to sender before too long. Work for my uncle, work for a friend, just ain't no getting in. Till that love light shines in my baby's eyes, leave the blues behind, my pretty Valentine. Love light shines in my baby's eyes.
leave the blues behind, my pretty Valentine.
Bruce Pioff, Aaron Balins. The new record is called Soft Soap Purrings. And so you had an MFA in poetry, but you threw all that away to become a musician. You don't want to make money, do you?
You just don't want to know it.
But you're doing well here in Greensboro. It's a great
place.
Well,
I threw it away before I got the MFA, though. See?
You know,
I've been playing as a folk singer for about 10 years before I went back to get the MFA. I thought that would help me get a job.
Man, how'd that work out?
Well, it did get me a job in the Visiting Artist Program.
There you go.
Through the Arts Council, and traveled around to a lot of small towns doing these residencies. It was great, man. It's all gone now. But.
Well, for you, how important are the arts to a community? You know, we talked about the Performing Arts Center. We've just talked about veterans getting it out on paper, using art as a way to get at their experience. How important to a community do you think are arts?
I think it's crucial. There's no better way to deal with the kind of stuff that he's probably been through, and if in the war, than to write about it, sing about it. It's a way to get it out,
Good for you. What does it do for the community?
Well, it makes a community, in my opinion. Yeah. If you don't have any culture, I don't know. I don't want to step on anybody's toes about, it's great, all the development, and building the Performing Arts Center. But there's a whole culture of art and many little people out here in the community creating stuff that's been here all along. And I'd like to see more people come out in situations like this, for smaller things.
Yeah.
Live music is kind of becoming a lost art, and
Well, it's alive here in this room. Can I ask you to play another song for us?
Yeah. This is for all you married folks out there. It's called The Bag on My Head Blues. Energy of saints, but it's a twisted energy. Tongue-tied complaints, I got no more sympathy. I've been 3 days, 3 nights drunk, listening to you. No laughter, no longevity, you put the bag on my head blues. It's the bag on my head, the bag on my head blues. You put the bag on my head, the bag on my head blues. Homely one and only with the bus station blues. The Jack Black blues, the pawn shop blues, well, I've had them too. A little bit of hell, hunkering down for the test. One flew east, one flew west, the ones you love best. It's the bag on my head, the bag on my head blues. You put the bag on my head. Bag on my head blues. On my head, darling, it's beating my brow. Take this bag off my head, please. Take it off now. I don't mind the rain. I don't care if it hurricanes. But this bag on my head is cramping my brain. You put the bag on my head, the bag on my head blues. You put the bag on the
bag on my head, the bag on my head blues.
Aaron Balance, live on the State of Things. Here at the Upstage Cabaret, Bag in My Head Blues. You know, Willie Nelson tells this story about back when he was a younger man, used to come home drunk regularly, and his wife was getting more and more annoyed, and he came home passed out on the bed. She sewed him up in the sheet and beat him with a broom. I heard that song, and that story came to mind.
I can see the connection.
So you and Aaron actually have something in common, apart from being great musicians. Yeah,
we both have gone through the MFA creative writing program over here. We both are musicians and poets. We both got married while we were in the writing program. He just got married. I'm coming up on my 31st anniversary.
Congratulations. That's great. Yeah. I was going to say, I've known about you a lot longer than Aaron, which right. is my polite way of saying it.
Well, you know, I'm both tall and everything. And
how'd you two
good
get,
looking.
How'd you two get together? Is it?
We met actually at Robert Watson's memorial reading, at poetry reading at UNCG. Robert Watson, if you don't know, was a poet that taught at UNCG in the MFA program for many years. And they had a memorial for him when he passed 2 years ago. He passed the same week as my father, so it was rough. But I met Aaron at that memorial, and so let's get together and pick some, because he's from Asheville, but he came down here for the writing program. So he started coming over the house, and we sit in the dining room and just pick like we're doing here, and it's great.
You said that the music scene, live music scene, you had a feeling it was dying somewhat. I mean, is that true? Because, you know, I know down in the Triangle, it seems pretty strong and robust. Do you think it's growing here? Is flattened out?
Well, I think people go out for music, but there aren't many situations to do the kind of thing I do like this, with people sitting at tables actually listening to the music. You know, there's a lot of places you can play where you're kind of a sidebar to the food and whatever else is going on, but you know, I think of, you know, when I go to New York back in the day and you'd have these jazz clubs and people sit there, man, they really listen, you know. So this is a good gig here with this live audience.
Well, maybe we'll do it once a week. That would be great.
Yeah.
Get the word. Send the word to our program.
I'll be your house band.
That would be great. That would be great. I'm going to ask you to play us out. I'd like you to play Lost Boy, because I think that's going to work out for us. But before you do that, I want to let everybody know that Bruce Pioff is a folk singer, songwriter, and poet, joined by dobro player Aaron Balance. Their new record is called Soft Soap Purrings, and they are going to be at the Common Grounds Coffee Shop in Greensboro April 11th at 7 o'clock. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to The State of Things. Produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Mataferi, and Anita Rao. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helping out today. Brent Wolf, the news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Bruce Pioff and Aaron Balance.
Christmas Eve, I tried to pray. Ate black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. The piper played, but I could not pay, 'cause I'm a lost boy. I'm a lost boy. I'm a lost boy. Lost boy, with no ship to sail on, save a song. No congregation tells me right or wrong. Just the music of the storms along, 'cause I'm a lost boy, I'm a lost boy, I'm a lost boy, I'm a lost boy. So soon the summer, it gets away. Autumn passes in a day. Winter turns your dreams to clay, and you're a lost boy. You're a lost boy. You're a lost boy. Lost boy, with no ship to sail on, to save a song, and no congregation tells you right or wrong. Just the music of the storms along, 'cause you're a lost boy, you're a lost boy. You're a lost boy. You're a lost boy.
Thank you. Thank you.